My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Extra tackle lining up as a wideout. How's that route?
I like the twitch. Okay, he's got a little more burst. Now we need a little more retrace, Skip. He was my teammate for, I think, a year, and I saw him on the field pregame. Great guy. Really has embraced his role here, too.
Happy birthday to Jerry Jones on his 82nd birthday. His Cowboys got steamrolled by the Lions. 82 years old. Maybe not the funniest thing that happened, though. They did line up a tackle out wide in a blowout, and I think they were going to throw to him, adding insult to injury. Additionally, one more thing. So maybe the best unintentionally funny tweet of Sunday was AT&T Stadium. That's where the Cowboys play. Jerry World. They tweeted out a picture of Jerry World with the caption, 93,644. Like, look at how many fans we have in our building. Look at us. We're the Cowboys. 93,000 for this game. One small problem in the picture. They obscured the score on the Jumbotron because the Cowboys were getting absolutely slaughtered. So they blurred out the picture to celebrate how many people saw them get absolutely destroyed. Good times. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It's Bills and Jets and Monday Night Football. You can join us. Take some calls. What do you think is going to happen tonight? What's your vibe on the outcome going in? The Jets have elite coverage. The Bills, not great at beating coverage. So I feel like that's a strength on a weakness, and that might be, I can spin that for a good thing. And on McDermott, Brady, Bean, whatever you want here. You know, it's a Monday night game, and I feel like it's a big one. 3 straight losses for the Bills, that doesn't happen. I think they'll win tonight. I think they'll find a way. I don't think it'll be pretty. It rarely is in New York against the Jets. Denny in Middlebury. Denny, good morning.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going all right.
Awesome. I'm really excited for the game tonight. I think we'll definitely break that three-game losing streak. I was calling it a Ben McDermott. The last caller kind of fired me up a little bit. He opened with the fact that, you know, we had $30 million in dead cap space and that we didn't draft certain players. And, you know, those are not part of McDermott's purview. We lost $30 million in salary cap. If we had that salary cap to use on other players, even on one-year deals, we could have gotten a decent second, you know, number one second receiver in here. The defense is struggling because it doesn't have the depth that it normally does because we don't have the money to invest in it. Everybody knew that we were rebuilding on the fly, or if they didn't tune in, we're rebuilding on the fly. We're 3-2, had the opportunity to go 4-2 in front of national TV again. You know, everybody, you know, should get out of their funk. But at the end of the day, we had 17 years of drought. And the guy mentioned, you know, what are we going to do? At best, get to another AFC championship. Jeremy, you and I suffered through 17 years, and I'm pretty sure you and I both will take AFC championship every year.
I don't think, Denny, you wouldn't. I wouldn't. You wouldn't take only that every year.
I would prefer it over 17 years of drought.
But that's not the choice. That's not what anybody's choosing.
It is in effect. Well, of course everybody wants a Super Bowl, but
right.
At the same time, like right now we got Mahomes in our way before we had Brady. You know, like it's not one of those situations where we just build up one year and poof, we're at the Super Bowl. There's 32 teams trying to get there every year.
That's right.
And when they want to, so sometimes you got to cut your losses. And that's why I would take the, you know, AFC championship.
Oh, yeah.
And one time, you know, Mahomes gets injured, that could be our year. You know, we've beaten the Chiefs before. We can beat them again, but, you know, it's not likely. So, I don't. If you're going to fire the entire front office because you're not making Super Bowls because you have a Tom Brady-ass quarterback in front of you, you're just making bad decisions. It's just unfortunate. You know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, to that point, didn't the Colts change coaches during the Tom Brady era? Didn't the Eagles change coaches? They beat him. The Giants would have changed coaches. I mean, I'm not making the case to fire McDermott, but everything you're representing is signing up for just accepting Mahomes is always going to win it, and the AFC Championship game should be enough to keep you happy.
I think it should. Obviously the goal should be the Super Bowl.
But that's it. That's the disconnect between you and any caller that says they don't want to just settle for the AFC Championship game. You're saying you would.
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 45 years old. I haven't seen us win a Super Bowl. I saw us go to 4 straight. I want to have fun watching football.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of the other side of the coin. You blow it up. You kick out McDermott. Bean leaves with McDermott. They're a duo. And then all of a sudden we're stuck with 17 more years of losing.
Is Josh Allen still on the team in this scenario?
Josh Allen is still on the team.
Do you think the Bills would miss the playoffs for 17 consecutive years with Josh Allen at quarterback?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, Denny, I'm largely, I don't need to see the coach fired or the front office fired. If it happened, I'd be like, okay. Like, the Bills have the most important piece. The one thing I'll say, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you going back and forth with me. Like, you know what? I don't have a problem with someone that says, like, I'm just here to have a good time. I don't need to fire everybody. That's fine. The thing I would say is, where does the offense finish? Because, I mean, I'll fire coordinators left and right. I don't think that the ownership is ever going to consider firing the coach. If they have another bad offensive day, will anybody be surprised? And that's problematic. I can't get to a spot where I think I have a bad offense if I have Josh Allen. That's not acceptable. I laid out maybe last week or 2 weeks ago that every one of us, every one of you, Terry Pegula, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, they should all have a number in their head. What's the absolute lowest I can rank on offense with Josh Allen and have it be acceptable? Like, if the Bills finish 13th in the NFL offensively, then everybody's in charge of the offensive decisions, they got to go. That is not acceptable. You cannot have a quarterback this good and be that bad offensively. Or at least notice, yeah, we've got to make some major changes. We've got to draft this and sign this and... A year in transition will lead to that. And if it is, internally, a year in transition, then they won't panic about it. They'll know. My biggest concern in the short term right now, and I wonder how much of this is theirs, are they going to get their quarterback hurt? Because guys don't get open. He's back there in the pocket. He's taking big hits. His true scramble percentage, here's a point for you. He leads the league in how often he leaves the pocket. Allen does. And we've got to decide how much of that we want, right? It's good when he rolls out, but if there's nobody still getting open, then I've got a problem. Where's he going to throw it? And if he's going to run it, that can be good sometimes too, but I don't have a fear like you might about if they were to fire the coaching staff, fire the front office, where would they be? They would be beating coach candidates with a stick to stay away. Everybody would want this job. Every NFL coach that wants to win would want this job to go get a quarterback. I mean, Ben Johnson, who has not taken a job yet, he might look at Josh Allen and say, I want that job. Now, I don't know if Terry Pegula would want Ben Johnson. I think that Sean McDermott is super safe, has been very successful, and as long as you're coach, you're going to have a really good defense. Some years are going to be top five, some years top 10, depending on, you know, transition, leadership, all the, you know, change is forced in the NFL, in the salary cap. You have to change. They make you change because of the salary cap. But your constants are your coach and your quarterback for this franchise. And in both cases, I think they're good. Of course. That said, if your offense is 13th, like, big changes. And I don't know what those big changes are if McDermott is getting what he wants, because, like, sure, we were 13th, but we didn't turn the ball over. Like, that is not okay. That's terrible. You'd rather be number two and have a career high in interceptions than 13th and throw none. Like, it's about, you know, the numbers on the board. And the Bills' offense had three really strong weeks and has had two down weeks. And I would expect this week to be rocky. And then, you know, Tennessee, Seattle, Miami again. See where it goes. Thanks, Denny, for the phone call. Jaeger in Saratoga on the Western Hotline up next. Hey, Jaeger.
Hey, guys. Many time, long time. Hey, so I think one of the keys to tonight's game is going to be Josh Allen and using his head. And we get the sugar Josh Allen effect. And this is going to be the first time he plays Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. And we know he has this, like, unspoken competition between Mahomes, Brady, and Rodgers. So what kind of Aaron, what kind of Josh Allen are we going to get tonight? Is it going to be a smart Josh Allen, a hyped-up Josh Allen? I think one of the keys to last week's game, we almost lost it in that first drive when we had 3rd and 3. He could have run for it. Instead, he takes a low-percentage throw to Dalton Kincaid down the sideline. He was open, but it's like, do you want that throw? You know, just get the first down. And if I'm Sean McDermott or even Joe Brady, I'm taking him to the side and saying, hey, listen, your MVP, I know you want the touchdowns. Maybe you don't care about that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think you do, but get first downs. Be judged by how many first downs per game you get. Get judged on your third down percentage. That's what should be your barometer right there. As long as you're moving the ball, the points will come. You don't need to be chucking that ball 35, 40 yards down the field when you have the 4-yard, 5-yard gain right there to get the first down and move the sticks.
Yep.
Just a segue to what you guys were talking about earlier. Sorry about that. Let you go.
No, you're good. You got more?
Yeah, just the because we got talking about that wide receiver, and I've been, you know, playing at Devontae Adams. Do we want him? Do we really want to mortgage the future? You know, it's a big cap space, older guy. I looked at the free agent list for next year, and I got to tell you, it's not great.
No, it's not. It rarely is, because receiver is a lot like quarterback. The really good ones get locked up.
Right. So do you try to take your second and your first and move up and take a young rookie, but that's a 2 to 3 year learning process? Maybe they're, you know, right off the get-go, but we've seen the last 3 years, first-round receivers are, 15-20% hit? There's a lot of misses. So do you just take this Devontae Adams on the chin and say, hey, I don't care about my second-round pick, my third? We don't even hit those rounds. But give me your fifth and sixth, because that's being sweet spot right there.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Thanks very much. I would never say, like, get rid of it because you don't hit that spot anyway. The Bills have hit at that spot reasonably fine. Like, Osiris Torrance is a starter for them at that spot. Cole Bishop, we'll see what he turns into. They do like to spend second and thirds on running backs. They've done that for a while. Adams, I just don't know what to do with it. I don't know. To the point where, like, let's watch another game tonight and see if Allen gets beat up again. Because if he keeps getting beat up, their line is pretty good. They do keep extra linemen in sometimes. I just don't think they get open fast enough for him. And Brady's got to, either he's going to scheme that, or guys have to win one-on-ones. And this is not the kind of opponent where you think that you're going to win a lot of one-on-ones. Like, I don't know if Keon Coleman or Matt Collins beating anybody on that Jets team. 803-0550. Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love your show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I do have some concerns about the game tonight. Just the, you know, the past that we have with the Jets and playing them in their stadium. Just, you know, just the last few games, just it's been really, it hasn't looked great. And I don't know, a lot of that could be on Josh. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, it's concerning. And I am a little worried about tonight. And, you know, and about Mike McDermott. Like, I mean, everybody thinks that he's such a great head coach and his position, you know, he's safe, you know, and yeah, his defense always ranks really well. That's his defense. His defense is great, but he doesn't make good head coaching decisions. That's what should be the most important part of his job, his head coaching decisions and how many games that he's costed us. And he looks, honestly, he's like a Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer could not win the big games. He made the playoffs almost every year when he was in Kansas City. He could not win the big games. And I think McDermott is equal to Marty, and that's just and eventually they got him fired from there because he could not win the big game.
Yeah,
I kind of see that happening.
When I think about it, when he got fired, he was 14-2 that year, I think. Right, it got to, there was always that conversation about Marty Schottenheimer, and then his last year as a head coach, it is wild to think about. Yeah, here you go. 63 years old, his final season coaching. Here's how you know a narrative is real. Or maybe he just decided to retire because he was 63, but guys coach that old. 14-2. Last season coaching. 14-2, out in the first round of the playoffs. See you later. You're not coaching anymore. If McDermott were to get a one seed and lose in the first round, I guess it could happen. They have lost back-to-back home playoff games. Cincinnati, Kansas City. Kansas City, we blame it on what? Injuries. Cincinnati, it's what? Mentally, they were exhausted or whatever. That game still kind of exists as the greatest mystery in the history of games. The wide receiver got mad about what was happening, and people got mad at the wide receiver for getting mad. You know, it's a weird game. Two straight home defeats is different. But I think that as the week went on, I do think the Houston loss and the three straight passes has been, listen, the buck stops with McDermott. I get that. And they probably should have run it on first down. But if they run it on first down and then Allen doesn't take the open second down Dalton Kincaid, then what are you going to do? Like, you put it in the hands of Josh Allen to make plays, and Allen didn't. He had opportunities and he didn't. Tonight, that's a big one. I don't think anybody's going to win on the outside. So it's Kincaid and Shakir and running backs over the middle. I don't know what else you're going to do. Curtis Samuel, maybe he's a part of this game. Can you put Keon Coleman in the slot, which is where a lot of draft people thought he would succeed? I'm not an offensive coordinator. I just yell when the offense looks bad. It's pretty much my job. I'm not here to fix it. I'm just here to say that doesn't look so good. And in two games, the offense doesn't look so good. So find someone to make it look better. That's Joe Brady. All right, he's on the case. He had a really strong first 3 weeks against Jacksonville. He cooked up a heck of a game plan. They dominated throughout. And then, you know, other teams have done that to Jacksonville too. So it looks a little bit less impressive. But thanks for the phone call. Justin and Oneonta. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. So my big thing, I want to draw parallels like Sean McDermott and Mike Tomlin. Like, think about, like, how long he's been in Pittsburgh. The owners in Pittsburgh love him. He's not going anywhere, no matter, like, how bad the Steelers are, it seems. I really feel like Terry Pegula and Sean have that relationship. So Bean and Sean are going to stay as long as we need them to. And everyone wants to put blame on them. But, like, let's look at our wide receiver corps. Like, they had how many drops last week? Matt Collins caught a cold of his life, depending on it. Like, it was just miserable. So if we actually get some depth or real talent in the wide receiver room, I think everyone have a lot different perspective on it. That's my biggest concern going on this week is, like, who's going to show up? Like, who's going to be the one now that Steph's gone? I know, like, it's kind of been the narrative all year, but Shakir is it. But what else you got? Like, everyone else is the Gabe Davis type where they're just ghosting all week. Someone's got to show up. Someone's got to make catches for Josh because the drops and the lack of separation, it's disturbing and it's embarrassing to be in an NFL wide receiver room and being able to play like that.
Thanks, Justin. One thing I wonder, you know, you make the point about Shakir. Shakir's a heck of a player. He's a nice player. I wonder if once defense is out there, like today, the Shakir conversation, I feel like we did this once before. I'm having like a bit of deja vu. I'm not going to go down that tangent because I can't quite connect all the dots, so I'll leave that over there for a minute. I was making like a John Brown point. At one point, here I am going down the tangent. They lost a couple games without John Brown. It was like, hey, can they win without him? And then they did. They won a bunch of games. With Shakir, one thing I wonder about, if he returns tonight and the Jets are still able to hold the Bills down because no one can win on the outside, like Shakir in the middle, he might improve on the Bills being 9-for-30 passing, but you know, if they're, what, 14-for-30, are we happy? That's 16-for-30, what's good? 110 passing yards? 180 passing yards? Shakir is likely not enough to win on the level that a lot of people want to win. Of course, he might be important to keep them afloat. The last 2 weeks, they have not been afloat. And if he returns and it's still a struggle, you know, maybe that amps up the conversation or that ratchets up how loudly people would yell about the Davante Adams or ideas like that. 803-0550. We're going to break in 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.